I've spent some time out in the field in search of students willing to share their stories and ideas on ways to cultivate authentic character in their schools. And, you know, what I've learned in speaking with today's youth is that oftentimes it's the memory of a favorite teacher that reminds them of the importance of character, you know, treating others the way that you'd like to be treated. The kind of teacher who understands that character isn't something that can be measured on a multiple choice exam. The kind of teacher who understands that authentic lessons and efforts on character development, those can only be achieved if educators allow students an opportunity to share their voice and lend a hand. Here's a sample of some of the student interviews that I've collected over the past few weeks.
I go to Polanyi's Academy, which is in Seattle, Washington, and my favorite teacher was my sixth grade teacher, Kevin Malarkey, because he individually cared about the students and would find different ways to challenge everyone at their level on their pace. And it really showed how much he cared, and he was always there to help anytime that anyone needed it, and it was just a really good supportive environment, and it was just really beneficial, and so that's why he was my favorite teacher.
My favorite teacher, I'm in seventh grade. My favorite teacher is a guy named Brent Steinbrechner, because he really knew our class and could connect to them. And was no homework, because I hate homework. And he just we went on a field trip, and he said pick up pebbles, and we started having a pebble fight. We started throwing pebbles. He just knew boys, and he's best teacher. So, yeah.
Hi, my name is Anna Sarah Lysacker, and I go to Holy Names Academy in Seattle, Washington. And my favorite teacher was Randy Self, and he taught my old K-8 for grade 7 and 8. And he was my favorite because he was very interested in our personal lives and was able to incorporate elements from that into the school environment. And he's very welcoming, even though we've moved on past middle school back into the community, so we can always go back and get service. So that's my favorite teacher.
My favorite teacher or grade was third grade with Miss Wold. We had had this one day where it was during Christmas. It was almost a party. We did a reenactment of going through Ellis Island and then going on the Pioneer, and she turned our loft into almost a stage wagon, and it was really cool because she covered the top with a sheet, so it made it looked like the canvas cover. She had these four giant wheels that she put. And I remember I got to be the person at Ellis Island who got to check the boxes that we made and put precious stuff in there, the stuff that real people would take to when they crossed into America. And so it was really cool, and that at the end, it was almost a classroom reenactment, of the old classroom. And it was funny because, we demonstrated, and we got to wear, old clothes and, how life was back then.
My favorite teacher would have to say Mr. Reed, because he engaged us with everything. I mean, he wanted to show us that all of the whole class could be just as well as informed as him, and he would never want anyone to fall behind, so he was very big at our own pace, so he would bring everyone into any mix that he had. If anyone questions, he had no problem with questions. If you wanted to ask the most randomest question, he'd give you an answer, and it was just really important that he cared a lot about what we thought and what we wanted to just aspire to be. He connected with every single one of them, no matter how different they were, which was a very big deal to me. Oh, he was so great, and it was his last 3 years. He was retiring, and he was still to my favorite teacher. I made my brother move schools for him.
Thanks for listening to the Harmonic Stream podcast. Have an amazing day.